T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
No. If you wouldn't grab what I think you would grab, this is the perfect way to start this video for what we were just talking about. Welcome to episode 95 of Blur to the...
Sit and spin, bro.
With me, your resident supervillain, Mr. J. Washington.
Fuck you, bro. I'm the swaggy Blur to Winston A. Marshall.
Jesus. First of all, I told y'all, I told this motherfucker earlier when he called me. I said, oh, man, you called me? I didn't think we was going to talk no more. You got a haircut. You out here like you in these streets like a bad bitch now. This motherfucker took a whole picture on Facebook. New haircut. Who this? Nigga, what?
I mean, he said that, and then I said, I ain't dealing with your broke ass no more.
Like, I mean, it was a thing. It's a thing. Thank you, everybody. Oh, shit. I don't think I put the other episode up on the podcast feed the other day. I got to put it up when I put this up. I just realized that. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Y'all already know how we rock, how everything is.
I see it.
Winston on his hot nigga summer shit already. Right? Winston out here, a whole merry man that damn near finna be a thot in these streets with white claws. Finna be
white claw thot time. White claw thot.
By the way, I just want to say.
Oh, I see what you rock. You got it. You win it. No, now fuck the muscles. I'm looking at the t-shirt, my nigga. We already know you, Jack, nigga. We ain't talking about that right now. I'm just checking the t-shirt, bruh. You about to pop out that bitch like you the Hulk, even though that's not even DC.
Nigga, I had to have them send me a bigger size. This is a 2X, and because I've been in the gym so much, this motherfucker is so snug. I was like, oh!
Nigga, we both out here on a hot nigga summer. Like fuck a white boy summer, bruh. Like, we out chum.
You see the work that nigga been putting in. Anyway, yeah, man, thanks everybody for rocking with us episode 94 and beyond and everything. Jimmy Nails, I see your comments in there, man. That sucks, everything that's going on. That really sucks. So you already know we got your back. That's so fucked up. Yo, make sure whenever you have anything, ladies and gentlemen, anything you take care of, make sure you can – people who hack shit are assholes. Will you stop smacking like a slave in my ear? Thank you. This nigga ain't 8'6", mother. Y'all don't know how it sounded before we went on air. Before we went on air, it was just as worse. Lil was like, I just got some watermelon I'm gonna eat. Then he go get watermelon. He's like, whoop, can't eat this. Got white spots on it. Means molded. Then he go get some other one. That's why I played the Look at the Coons. Now I know as soon as he swallows, he gonna have something to say. Because, of course, niggas talk shit when they swallow. Go ahead. Oh, I'll say this for you then.
Fuck you. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm. I've earned it. Hey, I need that meme. His brother's starving. Hey, Malcolm X, his brother's starving over there. How you eating?
Nigga, we got to get the Tyrese. We hungry.
Oh yeah, that we hungry. Oh yeah, that from Baby Boy. But yeah,
no, man, no, from Too Fast, Too Furious, where he won't stop eating this shit, and they're like, "Nigga, are you always eating?" He's like, "We hungry."
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Because you got to remember your Tyrese quotes, because he is very, very fucking quotable. Since I want to go ahead, I just want to see how you do it. In this
more do you want from me? Oh my god.
5 minutes, 30 seconds in the show, Tyrese is here already. Just want you to know, this type of show is going to be. It's been looking cool already. But fuck you and Tyrese.
Who are these niggas?
Which is the title of the episode. So... the title of the episode, who are these niggas? We will talk about all that, but since you got your microphone unmuted, Mr. Winston A. Marshall.
My nigga.
Niggas. Nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
That's what I've been doing, nigga.
Fuck you. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
You shouldn't have been talking shit.
I mean, look, man.
I get it, but nigga, turn. Nigga was posted and Wade just said. You bitch just seeing.
Like, the funny thing is like, well, I'll tell you offline about it, but yeah. Like, I've wanted to get a haircut for a long time, because the shitty part was I got my dreads cut, if y'all remember, back in February. And so, like, a year ago.
Right before the Panasonic happened.
Right before we got into that Panera Bread. And so the issue was, I tried to go into my barbershop once, and everybody know about black barbers. And you also know how black people have been very hot and cold with COVID. Well, this happened to be one of them cold situations where niggas was like, masks were just kind of whatever. Niggas were just kind of whatever. They up in this bitch. Like, you know how black barbershops be. You go in being like, I got a 3 o'clock appointment. Your ass gonna be there till 6. Because niggas won't talk. So, like, literally, if you're sitting here waiting, and the barber over here trying to cut a nigga hair, talking about, yeah. And that's when I said, that Biden nigga. And I'm like, can you cut the nigga's hair? I gotta go. Like, so you're there infinitely longer than you want to be. So, like, if you want to maybe risk it for, like, 30 or 45 minutes is one thing. But I'm not trying to sit in a cesspool of COVID, which turns out the fucking barbershop, half the fucking barbers ended up with COVID in the course of the past year. So I'm glad I didn't get my fucking haircut, because these niggas were not doing what they were supposed to do. They got shut down twice because the government came in and they saw them not doing what they were supposed to do. And they're like, you're done. So now they're appointment only. And when I went there yesterday, which was kind of fire, it was a little weird because you are used to just hanging out with the niggas at the barbershop. It was just him. I showed up. The door was locked. I knocked on the door. And, like, and he goes, and he opens it. He goes, what's up, Winston? Come on in, man. And then he locked the door behind him. I was like, where the fuck is everybody? He's like, oh, no, nigga. This is, unless you got an appointment or something, you just don't show up. Like, that's what it is now. And I noticed 4 times while I was getting cut, niggas kept trying, or sorry, three times. Niggas would come up and try and open the door and be like, man, what the fuck? Nigga? I literally heard one dude go, what the fuck, nigga? And turn around and walk away. Because he clearly was just trying to get a haircut, and he could see there were that the two of us were in there. But nobody else was allowed in because they pulled the shades all the way down and shit. Like, the music, which is normally blasting, is turned to a modest amount.
That nigga got mama cleaning on the Sunday level music. Kind of low.
So, like, it was just really funny because, like, now they're taking it mad serious. But my whole thing was, once I got vaccinated and I was, like, fully in the clear, I was going to go. And I was going to go on Tuesday, but I just couldn't get an appointment. So yesterday was the earliest I could get it. But I found out all sorts of shit. One barber that was cool there the whole time as this Latino barber. This nigga had started his own barbershop on the side. So when COVID happened, he said, man, fuck y'all niggas. And he left. And they were like, nigga, what? And like took all of his clientele with him and shit. Another nigga died apparently, not from COVID, but just like died. He got shot up, which was fucking crazy. So they had a memorial there at his booth. Another nigga apparently was producing music the whole time. This is my mate.
Wait, time out. No, nigga, we not pretty clear. The nigga dot is the flowers in the nigga's chair, teddy bears, nigga, just there.
There was a memorial there for that nigga. My main barber, I had two barbers that I fucks with, my main barber and then the other dude that also does a good job, but I always check for the homie first because I've been rocking with him for years. the main barber I have, he wasn't returning none of my texts, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I literally, I literally was hit with the,
what the fuck is going on?
Like, when I got in there, and I found out from my secondary barber, he was like, yeah, man, no, he's been doing music this whole time, and, like, he kind of hit it, like, a song he produced, so he's like, I ain't barbering, I ain't cutting no more motherfucking hair, nigga, I'm a fucking producer now, and now he just don't answer no niggas fucking text messages and calls and shit, which the least he could have done is just say, hey, nigga, I don't cut hair no more. Like, just tell me that I don't cut hair no more. I likes music. Music, but, music, music.
I mean, like, you trying to get all these appointments and couldn't figure it. Should have been like,
baby, I'm trying. Baby.
So it was.
God telling you, you need a new barber, dick, after all this.
Right. But this is the one thing that I realized when it's just you and your barber in the barbershop, nigga. I found out that my now primary barber, this nigga apparently had leukemia at 15. Like, we got into some deep ass, but he was like, yeah.
What?
Like, all of a sudden, because we were just talking about COVID, because y'all know I lost an auntie to COVID. Like, she was fighting cancer for years, and then COVID pushed over the edge. That was early into the Panasonic, as you said it. And so we just started talking about that, and he was like, oh, yeah, man, no, that shit is rough, because, like, you know, my girl got COVID, and I got COVID, and they were really worried about me, because, you know, I had leukemia when I was 15. I said, nigga, what? And then he told me this whole fucking story. He's like, yeah. And I was like, how did you even know you had it? He's like, yeah, man, you know, I was 15. Like, I'd be sweating a lot. People are like, oh, he's a teenager and shit. Except, like, you know, I would go up a flight of stairs and then be like, and then I had this big old knot on my neck, and they were running these tests. And then all of a sudden they were like, you got leukemia, bro. And, like, that just changed everything. He's like, I used to, like, and, you know, part of it, because people just thought I was fat. He was like, I was like 400 pounds. So people just thought that, like, I was just a fat ass. But then they were like, nah, man, like, because he's a beanpole. He's like, there's not a fucking ounce of fat on this nigga. And I think that it changed. And it just, it completely changed this nigga's life, man. Like, from that point forward, like, oh, you know, after he beat it, like, he would, like, just full straight and narrow path, man, like, drop the weight, all that kind of stuff and whatnot. And so, like, we got into a deep ass conversation. I was like, damn, I guess this is what happens when you don't have niggas to come in and just talk about, like, girls the whole fucking time, bro. Cause, like, I don't know about you, there's the occasional, like, niggas trying to talk politics shit that you see in barbershop, in Coming to America, whatever type of shit. But otherwise, it's just like, hey, you see Candace? Yeah, she's a bad motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's pretty much all the barbershop is, and every nigga can probably attest to this. So
okay.
Maybe I should give you this power. You were just out here having the time of your life with these memes today.
Nigga, the story works with all of these.
It does. But I got the cut. You know, Kristen's last day of work was yesterday, and she starts a new job in like about a week and a half, 2 weeks. And so we just played we hung out with her old coworkers, and we played two person King's Cup, just me and her. Oh, and the fucked up part is you don't watch the World Girls on the regular, do you?
No.
So last night, I didn't know this. Apparently they were doing a prank show. So I'm sitting here, we're playing King's Cup. We decided, because Kristen and I know everything about each other, we're not going to play Never Have I Ever. Anytime one of those cards come up, one of us was just going to strip, right? So we're literally sitting here butt naked playing King's Cup. Well, here you go. This is what you want.
Jesus! Jesus Christ!
Nigga!
You know, he would step across the line. Habitually, he's a habitual line stepper.
So we're sitting here butt ass naked playing King's Cup, and all of a sudden I get a text from Roxy that says, hold on, let me read the text, because it caught me so fucking off guard and I didn't know what to do. Hold on. Roxy just texts randomly. Where is it? Nope. Hold on. Almost there. I'm done with you after what you said the other day. Lose my number. And I was like,
nigga.
I was like, what the fuck did I say? And, like, it was that situation where, you know, that Chris Rock joke where he was like, you haven't been in a fucking store so damn long and they be following you around. You actually did, like, did I fucking steal something? Like, I
motherfucking,
So I, like, pulled up my phone. I was like, Kristen, Roxy just said the wildest shit to me. I don't know what the, but like, I'm sitting here fucking naked with Kristen with Roxy sending this. So I'm like, what the fuck happened? And I was like, Kristen, I don't know what's going on, but Roxy sent me this random ass motherfucking message. She goes, well, what the fuck did you do? And I was like, I don't know.
So keep going. What a money reside. What a money reside. What a money reside. What a money reside.
So I just literally texted back. I was like, Roxy, what did I do? And then all of a sudden, about 10 minutes later, I get this voice memo. It's a prank. It's a prank. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Jake Acevedo made me do it. It's a prank. It's a prank. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. I swear to God, I didn't mean it. Nigga, my blood pressure was going through because I was like, what did I do? What did I do? So it was
a good time, man. But I got to tell you, the next time y'all see Kristen, though, because Kristen today, now that she's got time off, she went and got a haircut. Woo! Nigga, I thought I looked bad yesterday. I straight up was like, I told her, I said, fuck it, whatever the rest, I'll cancel blurs. Come over right now. Like, bro, like she looks so good, goddamn it. So you were like, cancel blurs.
Nigga!
Goddamn!
And that's pretty much it. That's all I've been doing, man. So I guess it's my time to ask you, Mr. J. Washington.
My nigga.
Niggas. Nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
Just sitting there with a mask on.
Oh, nigga, I bought a new mask. It's not here yet, but I can't wait to show you that shit. I'll probably wear it on the show the first time I wear that shit.
I don't have anything to amount to that story you just said, nigga. I have nothing. I have absolutely nothing that meets that level in the past 48 hours. All I know is I got a bunch of text messages. They say this nigga finna be around here talking about baby, I'm begging, baby, I'm begging, begging, baby, say I'm begging.
They say, what is the three moves, right? It's the.
Shoot him. I don't have anything to say. Listen, streamlabs.com/blurredinthehood/tip. It's Thursday. You see above. Honey.
God damn!
I mean, it's kind of funny, though. It's kind of funny, though. Like, yo.
God damn!
You see above. Oh, God.
Streamlabs.com/blurredinthehood/tip.
If you listen to us on the podcast, I highly would recommend you start watching this live. I don't know. Man, I know some people who would be like, yo, this what the fuck is going on? Shout out to everybody who checked this out. Like, this is, oh my God.
The barber chain acting like the barber from Atlanta.
What the fuck is going on?
You know, we had a show plan.
Fuck you. Oh, fuck you, fuck you.
The fact that my nigga Jordan goes, wait, you can't hear yet. Jordan goes, wait, you have a side barber.
Oh.
The fact that Jordan goes, you have a side barber.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. That nigga say you look like you are a condition for the light skin, nigga. The solid pit. Oh.
Oh man, I needed that today. Oh my god.
Yo, nigga, get a haircut and the one you've been doing turn into a whole prequel.
A whole prequel. I mean, it was from my soul. It was from my soul. Oh. Man, oh god. Oh, okay. Street.
The box shop, the only place you can get a cut, a jersey, a mixtape, and a fish dinner
all at once at the same time. You listen to the nigga's mixtape, eat your fish dinner while nigga push your head down. Get the bed.
Nigga, can you stop putting your head up? I'm choking.
I'm choking on this fish. I'm choking.
Nigga, just I'll be done in a minute. Just fucking wait, nigga. Just.
Welcome to Blurred to the Hood, y'all. This is the show. This is what this is.
Oh,
oh
shit.
Oh, y'all ain't shit. Oh, y'all ain't shit. Oh, y'all ain't shit.
The ball skinned, dog headed nigga. It was like, you ain't shit. You ain't never gonna be shit. I'm gonna go off with this white hussy and I'll never see white your ass. Do you not remember that
this I know. Was this I know
the go up with this one. And she all like well now
don't
that's
you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that on us.
They didn't, I guess on the other half, they didn't know that that's what my half of the story looked like. So now they're laughing their ass off at the fact that I was out here like just in just like, what did I do?
To everybody in the chat, everybody that's part of the neighborhood, that's what we call the community. Thank y'all. We appreciate y'all always. Streamlabs.com/ Oh, God, I'm just trying to. I got to see. Streamlabs is like, all right, say Streamlabs. You hopefully can get refocused because I can't get back. This nigga's an audition for the Life Savior in a Tyler Perry movie.
Nigga, look what you said.
In our first story of the day, by the time we get to it, 22 shit. Minutes in.
Oh shit, nigga.
Who are these niggas?
I needed a tissue, nigga. Holy fuck. I done laughed so hard my sinuses is running, nigga.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Man, 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 man. 20 minutes to get to the first story. All right, so. I feel like this might, man.
There will be no topic today. Not a goddamn one. Oh.
This nigga had the tale of the barbershop. This nigga gave a sketch and short story about, nigga, we are going to write all of this.
I hope someone animates that whole fucking thing, bro. That was, oh my God.
Man, that one nigga died. It's a whole movie.
I forgot to just throw that in for flavor because that wasn't even the important part of the story. But you were like, nigga, what?
Hey, that's it. Hey, this nigga died. It wasn't COVID, but he died. What?
Oh, no. What? Neil is just going in right now, nigga. Whack Arnold.
Calvin's got a job, nigga. Oh my God. Oh man. Oh Jesus. Did I want to? Oh man. Oh man. Oh man. Oh man. I don't know why. Oh. Oh man. Oh man. Oh man. Oh, man. This nigga gonna be storms will come. Say so you finna try to do all of Johnny Gill Jr.'s parts. Well, he be like, I know things won't be perfect.
Nigga, you almost made me drop my watermelon. Stop it.
Got Adam Strong as him. I know things. What the fuck?
Who's next?
Go, 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 go. Who are these niggas?
Oh, man. Oh. What's the doesn't do this? Just slide out. I'll die. Oh, well, I guess I don't need to do my core workout today because my abs hurt too much. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, my Lord Jesus. Right. Dude, Cy Barber, ever since we've been in this parallelogram, a Cy Barber has been mandatory more so than ever, bro.
Nigga, how do you happen? Like, hey, how do you approach I'll tell you how it happened.
My main barber was out here, and this is the day that it happened, he decided that he just wasn't gonna show up. And turned to find out later, he wasn't going to show up because he got caught because he had two girlfriends. And he was literally leaving for the Cayman Islands with girlfriend number two when girlfriend number one found the receipt for the ticket and FaceTimed his ass like, nigga, I'll fucking do it.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
So he called out and said, he didn't tell any of the clients, but he told his fellow barbers, like, nigga, I'm not taking no appointments for like a month. So I had that barbershop moment where the white barber always could not get, nobody was sitting in his chair because like this white boy don't know how to cut no fucking hair. And so it was that situation where the white boy straight up, like he was sitting there and like no one was sitting in his chair, but he had pictures of the people he had cut and shit. And I was like, fuck it, I'll give it a shot. I can't be here for four.
Drake?
I didn't have time to wait for the main nigga because the main nigga, he got a job working on the neighborhood. He cuts hair for Cedric the Entertainer and the whole cat, the black cast for the neighborhood. So because of that, all this nigga do is talk and talk about said. And that's all. I was like, I can't wait 5 hours. So I said, I'll give the white boy a chance. And he did a good job. So he became my side.
Gotcha, bitch.
he became a side barber after that, bro. That and he's the first nigga because you know, like, just exactly what happened in Atlanta when he was like, when he goes, yo, so when he leaves Bibby and Bibby's ass and he goes to someone else, he's like, all right, man, so what you want, like a one, a two, like whatever? And he was like, he looked back at Bibby and Bibby like, so this, the white boy started, he literally would explain he's like, oh, I've seen you with your homeboy over there. So he normally hits you with the whatever. So he actually explained to me what my fucking clipper numbers were. And knowing that, I was like, this nigga explained it too? I was like, all right, cool. Like,
you and that nigga in a relationship. This nigga got happy.
I didn't know what clippers I use. Oh my God. He cared.
Oh no, Wit's about to play Kid and the Kid and play biopic. No!
Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T. T. Y. I'm petty all the time.
Don't we have a story? Okay, let's just. I was gonna talk about gun control and other shit.
Well.
Oh, motherfucker, man.
What's wrong?
Oh, whew. Okay. Jim Payne with a donation. And it says, finally getting to watch you guys live. Have you seen the Jupiter's Legacy trailer? By the way, no shots needed. But because we...
No, we got to take one.
I'm just going to say, you go first. Okay. God damn it!
That's what this show runs on from now on. We hit a hundo. We celebrate with y'all niggas.
I'll be right
back.
That's
what it is. Yeah. Man, I'm just still reading some of these. I'll read the other two Streamlabs that came in. I haven't seen the Jupiter's Legacy trailer yet, but I will. Bryant Lawson, thank you for the donation. I listened to Game Time Winston, and the disrespect you showed Bruce Wade, even without the gadget, the man is proficient in so many martial arts. Winston, I am not sure you could get past Alfred to get to Bruce. Hashtag Bruce nigga. Look, let it be known, I'm very aware of the fact, like, I even brought out the Batman fucking shot glass. I'm aware this nigga doesn't need the gadgets to fuck people up, but he's not taking on Darkseid just with his fucking, with his hands. Like, I can't wait for Jay to come back to this so he can agree with me. Like, Batman, there's a reason why multiple times Darkseid has brainwashed Bruce to become his main lieutenant and shit. So I'm very aware of how lethal Batman is. Like, let's not get it twisted. Yo, put the headphones on. I gotta tell you something. So this was the one I just read was, I listened to Game Time Winston, and the disrespect you show Bruce Wayne, even without the gadgets, the man is proficient in so many martial arts, Winston. I'm not sure you can get past Alfred to get to Bruce. Hashtag Bruce nigga. And I was like, no, you know I got mad respect for fucking Bruce. The thing is, Bruce is not taking on Darkseid with these hands. You know what I'm saying? Bruce needs
You see a like, nigga shoot out beams that don't even go straight, nigga. The beams don't be, hey man, take it.
like Bruce needs like at least some gadgets if he's gonna be trying to at least try and attempt to like go at Darkseid. So that's all I'm saying. That's all I was saying is that that's it. All right, that's all that I was saying. Yeah. All right.
So again, here it is. I know you said that in the stream lab, and we're grateful for it, but we hold up to our obligations here on the show. $100 plus.
Everybody!
Okay. I just happened to look over there and. Okay. All right.
Oh, Lord.
All right, let's talk about, okay, so 30 minutes and we're going to get to the first story. All right.
Well, let's do it. Let's finish the Streamlabs that we have. We had one more
might
left.
Might as well.
Yeah. And if y'all want to keep sending them in, of course, you know we appreciate them. Davlin again. Says, Jay, you see the new Dark Side of the Ring trailer. Winston, thank you for your kind words last week. As a Texas professor, it's hard to make sure you are getting all sides in viewpoints on issues. You guys help. Also, for Jay, I'm back and better than ever. I don't know what that means.
Eric Bischoff is a Hall of Famer now, former executive from WCW, so that's that. I haven't seen the Dark Side of the Ring trailer yet. I haven't seen it yet. I will watch it. I haven't seen the Jupiter's Legacy. I've been too busy because it dropped today. I was trying to get all this together and whatnot. I still haven't went to the gym, which I'm hoping I can go at this rate. I probably won't make it. We'll see. But anyway, all right. So first story, I think, was that the last one?
That was the last one for now, yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
So but someone asked if they were broken. They're working again, it seems like. So because we had three come in, so you let us know.
Yeah, they're in. The three are in. I see the three. They came through. Boom. We got those. So Diddy decided, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Diddy Dotty Dotty, Sean Combs, Captain Tiefus, he decided to drop in a letter to corporate America. He posted this on Twitter. He says, we're done letting corporations manipulate our culture into believing incremental progress is acceptable action. If you love us, pay us. Here's my letter to corporate America. So this is an excerpt for the letter, and this was one of the parts I want to make sure I put up for y'all to read this. It says, it's disrespectful that Black-owned media companies only represent 1% of the total advertising market. It's disrespectful that distributors refuse to carry Black-owned media brands in an era where our impact and influence is undeniable. It's disrespectful that the same community that represents 14% of the population spends over $1.4 trillion annually and is still most economically undervalued and undeserved at every level. Fucking A. Come on, man.
Please continue. I just saw that and I had to share.
To repeat, $1.4 trillion annually, the almighty black dollar. He says, we demand that corporate America reinvest an equitable percentage of what you take from our community back into our community. If the black community represents 15% of your revenue, black-owned media should receive at least 15% of the advertising spend. The same way you understand the power of our dollars, we understand our power to take them away from any corporation that doesn't give us the economic inclusion we deserve. We are prepared to weaponize our dollars. If you love us, pay us. Not a token investment, not a charity check or donation. The time is now. Radical change is the only option. You are either with us or you are either on the other side. Now, here's the thing. The letter in itself,
They won't stop. They won't stop. nigga.
Six episodes learned. Run by the comments.
So I forgot for the audio listeners, Afrofuturism Productions, Winston about to be in Roll Bounce 2 with that haircut. Neil's on wheels. Winston booked Kenya Barris' new show, Barbershop-ish. Shop-ish.
Nigga, Winston did book it. He wrote it, shit. The way that story came out. Well, so let's go back to Diddy. So Diddy made this, right? And what he says holds some volume and holds a little weight. However, when you talk about the artist, God knows.
I'm laughing at what you just said, however, because it's a very big however.
However, nigga, you cannot. Diddy has never paid his artists. Look, let's talk about Mace, The Lox, Khalees, Bad Boy during the 90s. Niggas was saying, Kamehameha.
Today on the Real Barbers of LA. And then the other one for the audio listeners, this nigga look like a black Super Saiyan and a nigga. So, oh my God, someone said about fucking the white barber. No one cares about the whites.
I kind of was on planet. I was like, yeah, we're going to think about that. But Diddy can, I get what he's saying, because I get where he's trying to put Revolt, where he's, you know, he's trying to get other outlets to carry it, et cetera, et cetera. But his artists have never been paid what they deserve. Day 26, gone. Danity Kane, gone. Cherish gone. 112, like, nigga, you owe us. The Locks had to get out their deal. So again, while the sentiment is there, you don't have the backup of your own track record to give this.
It's 1,000% a pot calling the kettle black type situation, where it's like, it's one of those weird things where it's like, even though the truth is coming out of his mouth, how the truth gonna come out your mouth while you out here doing the complete polar opposite, man? Like,
complete.
Oh, it's well, and we're gonna get to that too, because we have one of our Karens today, same bullshit that we're gonna fucking get to about talking one thing and doing a complete polar fucking opposite.
And we'll get, don't go further into it, but don't bury it in. Yeah, was the guy to stop,
the, stop the yard back guy haircut.
Yo, I'll take your girl and his dance, nigga.
What type of fucked up Lee Daniels storyline is this?
Which one? What's the storyline on it? Diddy storyline?
You gave the white barber a chance, and now he's about to have a white boy summer.
Because no one cares about the whites.
Totally insane.
They pushed me out and paced me.
So Winston got his hair cut by Post Malone. Y'all are fucking killing me. All right.
We're going to leave these comments alone. Don't pull that up. Let's get through some of this.
Last one. Winston looking good, fuck around and hit you with the sonic boom. Nigga, he said I got the guile though.
That nigga got the swaggiest sonic boom ever. That nigga one arm sonic.
Sonic boom.
No, nigga. Like sonic.
Nigga, like you said, one arm that shit. You just one arm that shit.
That nigga start body rolling with it like sonic.
Bro, how fucking fire would that be if Dodgeball come back and now I could throw a fucking sonic boom with one arm, nigga? Like, holy shit.
No, that means you wasn't getting damn pussy during the whole quarantine. You was just beating off of your arm strong. It's going to be some nigga come out of quarantine and Dodgeball, motherfucker, like...
Looking like Hellboy?
Like, with looking like Hellboy. Motherfucker. Like, nigga, what was you doing? Man, I did a lot of... Motherfucking arm gonna look like dude's thigh. It
He literally, from now on, whenever he throws a dodgeball, he's got the Hellboy arm like,
I'm God! Beat his ass! Beat his ass! Hit him with that shit! Ah! Ah! Oh God! Oh God! What the fuck is you talking about?
My sister a demon, but I'm a slayer. What are you talking about?
This fucking show. This show. This show, bro.
This fucking show. All right, let me check the run sheet because there were some things we were going. Okay, so Twitter got sent up over the past couple days, and it all started in part by my homie, Mr. Ron Funches. Ron Funches, nigga, stop. Because I will never remember these stories. He laughs so much, nigga. Stop.
All right. I'm almost caught up. I'll let it go. This is just.
You see the stream ladder down below. So Ron Funches, my homie, comedian and actor Ron Funches, voices King Shark on Harley Quinn, tweeted this out a couple days ago. When society admits that Outkast is better than the Beatles, then we can truly start healing. When I tell you Twitter lost its mind, primarily the white people. They were out here going hard thinking.
Because no one cares about the whites.
Because they don't when it comes to the Beatles versus Outkast. And everybody unanimously pretty much, well, it was almost unanimous until, you know, you had the non-melody people was like, yeah, the Outkast is better than the Beatles. There is a given thing. So then I didn't pull up the tweet. My homeboy Xavier Pope, who I've been trying to get on the show, but X's ass is so super fucking busy. X tweeted a thing about Outkast. Versus, there it is, A Tribe Called Quest.
I love Tribe. I love Tribe with all my heart, but I honestly believe Outkast washes them. If I'm being real, I don't know how you feel about this, but like I think both from the longevity of like the decades that Outkast has been involved, considering they went diamond at one fucking point, have won album of the year, and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I think the wider spread reach that they actually hit. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Tribe puts up a good fight, but I think Outkast washes them personally. But.
So again, I'm of this kind of the same mindset. I'm a hip hop head. I love hip hop. So you'll never get me saying anything negative about Tribe. Tribe's always been
nothing
dope.
Negative. Nothing negative.
Nothing negative. Like you won't get me, even on shit like there's a joint with Q-Tip on Anderson .Paak. Anytime I hear members of Tribe on anything, rest in peace, Fife. You know I'm always here. But when it comes to Outkast, like you said, their reach has been worldwide. It resonates over. Their reach of their music is in the cultural zeitgeist a bit more than what Tribe Called Quest is. So I'm going to put it to the chat. I'm going to put it to the neighborhood. Put it to the listeners. Outkast or Tribe Called Quest? We want to know who you got. Again, it's pretty much unanimous with us. It's Outkast. But there are some diehard hip-hop heads who are like, yo, it's going to be Tribe to them. And don't get me wrong, Low End Theory album is amazing. Midnight Marauders, classic.
And incredible.
Classic. And so there's still more. But when you look overall body, and I'm not talking about amount, because again, if we're going to go like certain album for album, Stankonia is a trash album as a whole. From Outkast, I'm not a Stankonia fan. I'm not that as a whole.
I love Stankonia, but that's the thing though. You got AT Aliens, you got Spotty Optical Delicious,
you got
Southern Playlist that kind of like fucking music. You got fucking The Love Below and Speaker Box. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. If you in comparison to the rest of it, Stankonia is lower. Don't get me wrong. It gave us the greatest album cover ever. You know what I'm saying? Got the greatest album cover ever out of it.
I fucking love Stankonia. If I have to rank them amongst Outkast albums, I'll agree with you that it's on the lower end. But I would say like Idlewild.
Shouts out to Bootsy 1974 says love Stankonia.
Gemini's fucking true. Amazing. Yeah.
Hold on, let me see. I like Q-Tip as a solo artist better than Tribe as a whole, but I'm probably a minority of that opinion. Regardless, Outkast wins. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Peggy. So Peggy from the crib, right? Peggy from the crib. I see she's in the showdown, all this stuff. I was like, yo, I'm trying to find people from the crib. When I go back to the crib, we doing Malort shots. Like, this is why I say this, because everybody came out here, they brought Malort other places, and people acting like it's their thing. Like, that's some Chicago shit. Like, we know it. We know, like, you take a shot of Malort, like, your soul says Windy City, but then your heart says regret. Like, it ain't even reversed. You know what I'm saying? I just want to put that out there. I agree with this one. Where is it? Just I saw Kendall Daisy said it. Tribe could come out today and still be fire. Even with the two members, rest in peace, Fife. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, man, now here's the thing. Which 3,000 we talking, Tommy Tucker? Because, again, we talking.
Did I send you the TikTok? Yes, nigga, you did. DJ Unk? Oh, bro. Bro, where he literally is doing all, he's doing old black man, like, take out, God, I can't even remember. I'm going to pull up the lyrics because it's so fucking funny. Yeah.
Walk it out. Talk about your little two shot.
Please and walk it out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here it is. Hold on.
So, I mean, don't get me wrong. 3,000
walk out like Usher. If you say real talk, I probably won't trust you. If you want to go to war, the gun's my pleasure. Even Jesus had 12 disciples on the lever, trigger, whatever. You don't want no day with 3,000. I'm like the jury duty. You new to this part of town. Your white tee, well, to me, look like a nightgown. Make your mama proud. Take that thing two sizes down. And then you'll look like the man that you are or what you could be. I could give a damn about your car, but then I would be if it was considered a classic before the drastic change in production when cars were metal instead of plastic value is what I'm talking about. Take two easy and walk it out. You'll be the reason they chalk it out. You can't try to be the king of the parking lot forever. Not saying I'm the best, but until they find something better, I'm here. No fear. Write me a letter. Till then, I walk. And like the fact that DJ UNK was probably out here like
DJ Unk. It's not UNK. It's DJ Unk.
Okay. Well, DJ Unk will be like, well, damn, nigga, I was just talking about walking it out, and like, you know,
you start holding yourself like, wait, am I dressed professionally and properly?
like literally when he was done. Literally when he was done cutting his he was done cutting his fucking verse and shit. All of a sudden, here comes Keenan Ivory Wade to talk about.
I knew that was in here, knew exactly which one it was, and my brain for a split second was like, what did Keenan Ivory Wayne say? And it just right on point. Method, and my dumb ass like, well, that's what you did. Streamlabs.com/personhood/whatever. Next story we have. Do you want to talk?
Nigga tip.
Who said that? Who said tip? Nigga tip. Like,
I feel no, like because you said whatever. It's streamlabs.com/personhood/whatever.
Some nigga go really tight. Streamlabs.com/personhood/whatever. Like, no!
It's not working. I can't seem to find it for some reason. I type in whatever, and it's not working.
I keep doing whatever. Like, and you got to do it like 100, whatever.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and talk about the next one.
Let's go back to the beginning.
Okay, sure.
Or do you want to go, because we can go there with the Karens, but we can go to the beginning real quick. I just want to do the beginning, because this is
something. Go back to the beginning.
So with the amount of mass shootings that has happened that have shown you that America is back to normal, just want to say it, it's pretty much back to normal. There's finally being a discussion that has been needing to be had at the highest level from the executive level. President Biden addressed that he will begin to take executive action to further help gun control. He spoke on it, and here's a slight excerpt from that.
Whether Congress acts or not, I'm going to use all the resources at my disposal as president to keep the American people safe from gun violence. But there's much more that Congress can do to help that effort. And they can do it right now.
Now, he's putting pressure on Congress to act. Of course, we know the Democratic House, the Democratic Congress runs everything. But there are certain things in order for it to happen that people are saying the filibuster needs to be eliminated, which it can't be done because of one primary Democrat who's not really a Democrat. That's Senator Joe Manchin. For those who don't know who Joe Manchin is, he's a senator from West Virginia who is a Democrat who is clearly a fucking Republican when it comes to everything. Now, there is, you know, there's going to be this whole big argument, but there have been this thing now. There have been Republicans that have come to speak up that have now caused a trend on Twitter to be Biden Republicans. And there's been pushback behind that where they're saying, wait, now all of a sudden you want to speak up on gun control. But when he was vice president with President Obama, you were silent. It speaks volumes. And of course it does. We know it does. We know it does, but do you think this will, I mean, yes, the fact that he knows he can take executive action, he knows what action he can take. Do you think this will actually lead to anything, any real progress?
I mean, yes and no. I hope, because you're right, we have to get rid of the filibuster if they're actually going to do anything substantial. And like you said, you're dealing with this motherfucker that's not really a Democrat in there that will
flip sides together.
Damn!
What? What?
So another PayPal thing that's going on with one of our followers who had a situation, so it's affecting my account, so it's taking everything out of it, like searching. That's another thing, but I'll...
Okay. But I mean, okay. Someone is saying that Manchin really is a Democrat. So, you know,
he's a unique figure in West Virginia. I worked for him twice. He really is. Please stop. Well, I mean, again, from what everything as many people have said, and if his actions have like, and Mitch McConnell isn't, even if
well,
he isn't,
no, no, I get what he's saying. It's that because we're at that immediate split, if he hadn't won that seat, then yes, Mitch McConnell is majority leader.
Yes. Right
now. I understand what's happening. I understand. And I get that he's a unique figure too. I mean, I guess that the whole thing is, though, I would rather in that case, just based off of how things are going, instead of just calling yourself a Democrat, then just call yourself an independent at that point. That's mm-hmm. all. That's all I would say is like, because the problem is this false narrative comes up that like by calling himself a Democrat, even though he really is acting more of like an independent, where one minute he's on board and one minute he's not. This false narrative, well, the Democrats controlled the fucking Senate and couldn't do shit. Just be honest about what this is so it doesn't put in certain stuff. But that's all. That's where I would come from. This is I would rather him just openly admit he's independent, and we know that, and we know this man. But I feel like he's doing that and claiming the Democrat side of this so that he can kind of like blend it so the heat is not always on him. Because think about it. If he was an independent and it's 49-49 in his mother, like, 49-50, and then the one every time it's like, what's he gonna do? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's a way for him to kind of slyly not be in the spotlight the whole time. That's the only thing I would really say about that. That's not any like slander on shit. It's just based off of how homie's voting. That's all. But
right. And I think that's the biggest thing. Thank you for saying it better than I could, because now my brain's kind of messed up because that's the 30th.
Well, but here we go. This is true. Now, Tommy Tucker says if every eligible black person went out and got guns and concealed carry license, they changed the gun laws in a hurry, just like they did when the Black Panthers started showing up and placed the strap. That's exactly what happened in Oakland. You can go. That's fucking history. But if black people started out here in these streets flexing their Second Amendment rights, you bet your ass.
Which is why Killer Mike has openly pushed forward, and people like, well, yeah, black people, if you have the legal right to, if you're legally able to own a firearm, gotta say that, a firearm, not a gun, you're legally able to own a firearm, they will then change, because again, you can legally purchase the same assault rifles and whatnot and semi-automatic weapons, and it's guaranteed the laws will be changed. But the pushback behind that comes where you had the...
Right there. And that's the truth. So what happened with the Black Panthers in Oakland and all that? That was the first and only assault rifle ban that the NRA ever supported. That is absolutely, yes, ever. That used to be pro-gun control. That's exactly right.
Yep. And so, but history changes when it's unique in this country, per se. And I know we have a lot of viewers across the pond where there are a lot of laws and you see things and you're like, yo, why don't they change stuff? And aren't things better? And then certain things happen, like black people vote. And then they're like, oh, no, you weren't supposed to be able to do that. They're like, no.
It's funny because I was having a conversation about that the other day where it was like, there are certain things that happen. And if they happen, they do have the potential. So I like the GameStop stuff, for example, where that, remember why people got upset? Well, all of a sudden Robin Hood, which was supposed to be a situation where you were helping the everyday man do stuff. And they stop people from being able to buy and sell those stocks. So some of those people that were going to have a come up and were going to fuck some of those hedge funds, which would have had a ripple effect. Let's not pretend like it wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. Major.
It would have directly fucked like a couple of those funds, but it would have had a ripple effect throughout, right? But the only way for things to happen is all of a sudden the people that have been abusing the system have to get fucked by that abuse. And then all of a sudden they want to change something. Mm-hmm. If you just go about the route that they are allowed to do it, your little minor incremental changes do nothing. They really don't. Like, let's just be 100 with it. Because guess what happened? All of a sudden, Georgia went blue for the first time in how many decades? And what the fuck did the Republicans do? Instantaneously, They threw in so many goddamn rule changes for voting laws and shit. Like, that's how it works.
And there will be somebody who comes in and say, I'm sorry to interrupt too, because I want to make sure. There's going to be somebody who say, well, they didn't completely change the rules and make it impossible to vote. No, they did everything they could within the parameters of the law to stretch it. To sit there and say it's illegal to give people water who are standing out waiting in line to vote. Little things like that. To sit there and close polling places, to move places lower, to try to shorten the amount of time, the window for mail-in votes. It's gerrymandering and voter suppression at the highest level. And this is happening in many, many, many states.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy, man. It's absolutely crazy. Let's go into this next story real quick. You know more about this, but I'll just kind of give a basic rundown. Former NFL pro player Philip Adams killed five people before killing himself in South Carolina. Was it yesterday?
Yeah. Let me look. I believe it was yesterday. Yeah, on a Thursday. Yes. Yes. No, well, now they had to know yesterday. Yeah, because they held the news conference.
Yeah, exactly. He killed a prominent doctor, his wife, and their two grandchildren before killing himself. It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy to see this. There's already been people that are trying to be like, well, see, black people ain't talking about it now, and the racism is not a thing. It's like, well, we all uniquely know that this is a different situation because we have been talking about what CTE can do to somebody. This guy has been playing football his entire fucking year, made it to professional level and stuff like that. And it's very clear that there was like damage going on in his head and stuff like that. Now, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be addressing stuff like this. And if anything, this goes right back to the conversation about gun control and everything. The fact that he just went and got a clip and then took out this doctor and his family. But like, I just want to be very clear, like how there is a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you have more you want to kind of speak on it a little bit, Jay.
Well, I'll say this. You know, I don't think we should try to do that whole, like you just said, see, it's a black guy did it. Why are you not saying anything? There have been multiple incidents with football players and other, again, Chris Benoit killed his whole family. And we've attributed it to CTE. Now, it's not a, they don't know, they can't say it off jump, by the way. But just right. So you know.
Well, because you can't tell CTE until you actually dissect the brain.
The brain. Right. My heart, thoughts, and prayers go out to the victims. No one should suffer that at 1,000% all by especially any stretch of the imagination.
Especially those babies.
But again, when you had a recent situation where you had Junior say, I'll kill himself, and instead of shooting himself in the head, he shot himself in his heart, specifically so they could study his brain. Now, there is much talk of the dangers of the NFL, but we also talk about the free will, if you will, of players who still choose to play it. And then with them saying that, hey, we're making equipment better and safer and whatnot. And every time you try to make something safer, you have players getting stronger and bigger and faster to say, well, if I can hit you, I can hit you. You know what I'm saying? Again, this is I hate that when one situation comes up, long story short, we know one situation was a hate crime. We know what it was. Sex, hate crime together. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. We're not just going to say, well, it was just a sex crime. He's trying to release his demon. Suck my demon dick. What this is.
This right here. This actually reminds me of this.
That's why I brought that up. Chris Benoit. But what this is a situation where someone, again, we don't know. We don't know officially, and more than likely we'll hear so. But I bring that up again to say the race aspect. Don't sit there and go, well, why aren't black people talking about this? Stop doing it. That's like people who always tend to go, well, what about black on black crime? Black on black crime is not a thing. You know why black on black crime is not a thing? Because white on white crime is not a thing. Hispanic on Hispanic crime is not a thing. Latinx on Latinx crime is not a thing. Asian American on Asian crime is not a thing. You don't say any of those. So it's not a thing. Not you are more than likely to be violent against someone who is within your own close proximity, and 9 times out of 10 that would be the person of the same race from you, especially in many of the neighborhoods where this happens. So for people trying to take this and make this a situation where it is, well, you're ignoring the race into this and looking at that, that's not the case by any stretch of the imagination. So I just want to say that,
man, we have gone from full one side of the spectrum to the full other side of the spectrum about this show, nigga. We started off talking about this fucking haircut and slanging memes,
but and now we are here. But wouldn't you say that's what Blurge in the Hood is? Wouldn't you say that? Nigga. Exactly. All right.
Streamlabs.com/birds in the hood/tip. Streamlabs.com/birds in the hood/tip. Shout out to Ambling Soul. Here it is, Jay. Here is for Jay to get a haircut too. Damn, Cheryl must not know that haircuts from black barbers are expensive than a motherfucker for no fucking reason.
No fucking reason. Like,
for no fucking reason.
Bro, them motherfuckers things. What the fuck's wrong with y'all?
Mm-hmm. Bro, I look at the bill whenever I'm done getting my haircut, talk about. Just like it's just, I'm like, but why, nigga? Like, why is it so expensive? Oh, man. All right. So, wait. Yeah, and we just got another viewer kicked out of a coffee shop. No one told y'all to be listening to this show with no fucking headphones on. The start of the show. God damn it. The show literally starts with this.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
I'm just saying. Also, I could have the thing say,
I said what I said.
That too. Because it could start the show like, hey, the following program is rated TVMA for language. We gonna say nigga.
Yo. Said start that one more time. I got you covered. Go for it.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We are going to say.
And as a person that says nigga a lot, trust me. That nigga says nigga all the time.
You will hear that word numerous times throughout this show. If you are with older people, racist people, people whose ears might not be hearing the word. Nigga.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
We don't care. All right, well, it's time to get into it. We finally got through our stories, so we got two Karens for you, two Karens. So let's talk.
We'll do the small.
Whoops! Go ahead.
We'll do the video first, and then we'll leave the big one for the end.
All right, cool. So here we go. Ode to Karens.
And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut. Asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
I know. Never fix Karens. I know. Never fix.
Oh, my God. Which I guess apparently that Zemo cut that everybody was asking for dropped. I'm excited to see that. There's apparently a whole video of him doing full dances. They just took this part for the episode. But
they took this part just for the gifts. They knew for a fact what it was going to get.
Yeah, but I'm saying, they've released. I can't wait to watch it because I was like, Daniel Brühl out here fucking getting it. My nigga said, I ain't been in a club in a fucking minute been this Panera Bread, goddammit.
Oh, hold on for a second. I just saw the muscle definition in my forearms, nigga. I was like, ooh. You see that? And I'm right arm, right?
Who are these niggas? Who are these niggas?
My computer is spazzing. It just did it three fucking times.
Your computer was like, all right, so check this out. This is a kind of a quick one, and we'll get to our bigger one in a second.
Oh my God. You cut me off.
You're on video.
You cut me off. And I'm reporting you to the police. You got it?
Dude, acting crazy.
First of all, this bitch is on the E-way. Look at how she stopped. Again, it's like 15 seconds. Watch how she just stops in traffic.
Oh my God. You cut me off.
You're on video.
You cut me off.
No, do you notice that her fucking blinkers are on, meaning she chased them the whole way?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. And I be telling people that you got to be careful about this road rage shit because you're going to pull up on the wrong motherfucker that is not about that life. That you think you about that life until all of a sudden they pull out a heater on you.
That's what happens.
I was like, wait, what?
No, like you run up on the wrong person in road rage incident thinking it's a game and all of a sudden it's just...
It's the same reason why you got to be careful talking that good noise to people in like fucking bars or at clubs and shit. You think like the video we showed of the big nigga that tried to like square up with the dude in the fucking Walmart and got knocked the fuck out. Did you see that shit? Like you just need to understand, unless somebody's in it, like don't run up on them and call the cops. Get they fucking license plate and call the motherfucking cops. You deciding to chase them with your hazards on? That could have been your life. That was a terrible plan. What happened?
I just looked about the Zemo cut, nigga. It is an hour long.
Of him dancing? That's great.
It is an hour. I hate all of you.
Where did they put it, though? Is it on Twitter? Is it
See it on Twitter. It's probably on Twitter, but it'd probably be on a YouTube channel.
Due to popular demand, Marvel releases an hour-long version of the scene with Baron Zemo dancing in the club. Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Here's my issue with this, and we'll go to our other Karen. I told y'all, it's granted, as good as it is to have, fucking a...
Nigga, fandom. 1,213 days from the first release, the Snyder Cut tweet to the Snyder Cut release. 6 days from release, the Zemo Cut to the Zemo Cut release. Guess who went again?
Guess who went again? Again. Oh. I mean...
Oh my God.
Lord have mercy. But let's go to our second Karen of the day. And all right, here's the picture. Let's start out with the picture. Did I put the picture in here? Did I upload it? Yeah, I did. So Khloe Kardashian posted a photo of herself. Unfiltered, no makeup, no airbrushing, no photoshopping, no nothing. Put it up, boom. That's Khloe Kardashian in the raw. It's raw Khloe Kardashian. Well... Mm-hmm. Supposedly, I guess some people came for her head and she felt bad about it. So she felt bad and then proceeded to leave a statement that was 4 fucking pages. It started out says, "Hey guys, this is me and my body unretouched and unfiltered. This photo was posted this week is beautiful. But as someone who has struggled with body image her whole life, when someone takes a photo of you that isn't flattering in bad lighting or doesn't capture your body the way it is after working so hard to get to this point and then shares it to the world, you should have every right to ask for it to not be shared regardless of who you are. In truth, the pressure, constant ridicule, and judgment my entire life to be perfect and to meet other standards of how I should look has been too much to bear. Quote unquote, Khloe is the fat sister. Khloe is the ugly sister. Her dad must not be her real dad because she looks so different. The only way she could have lost that much weight have been from surgery. Should I go on?" She proceeds to go on and on. I'm not reading all this. Nigga, yes.
Yeah. I don't read her. Fuck it. I'll read it real fast. I'll speed read it. Here we go.
All right.
Oh, but who cares? There's a reason why. Oh, but who cares?
I know. I was going to go through it. Yeah.
Oh, who cares how she feels? Because she grew up in a life of privilege. She's on the reality show, so she signed up for all this. I'm, of course, not asking for sympathy, but I'm looking to be acknowledged for being human. I'm not perfect, but I promise you that I try every day to live my life as honestly as possible with empathy and kindness. It doesn't mean that I have not made mistakes, but I'm not going to lie. It is almost unbearable trying to live up to impossible standards that the public has all set for me. For over a decade now in photos, every single flaw and imperfection has been microanalyzed and made fun of to the smallest detail, and I'm reminded of them every day by the world. And when I take that criticism to use as motivation to get myself in the best shape of my life and to even help others with the same struggles, I'm told that I couldn't have done it through hard work.
I got the work. Let me show you how you speed right. read. Here we go. "You never get quite used to being judged and pulled apart and told how unattractive one is. But I will say it. If you hear anything enough, then you start to believe it. This is an example of how I've been conditioned to feel. I am not beautiful enough just being me. I love a good filter, good lighting, and an edit here and there. The same way I throw on some makeup, get my nails done, wear a pair of heels to present myself to the world the way I want to be seen. And it's exactly what I will continue to do unapologetically. My body, my image, and how I choose to look and what I want to share is my choice. It's not for anyone to decide or judge what is acceptable or not anymore."
For those else who feel the constant pressure of not ever feeling perfect enough, I want you to know I see you and I understand. Every day I'm told by my family, my friends who love me that I am beautiful, but I know that it needs to be believed from within. We are all unique and perfect in our own way, whichever way we choose to be seen. I have realized that we cannot continue to live life trying to fit into the perfect mold of what others have set for us. Just do you and make your heart be happy. Now, here's my problem.
Go ahead, say it.
Everything that she said and the body image issues that we all have is on point. Bitch, you done spent your entire motherfucking career making little girls think that they ain't good enough between you and your sisters putting these motherfucking photos out of these impossible beauty standards. You did that. So the same way that Diddy is bringing up a solid point about how people need to be able to fucking play the black communities for doing their shit, the nigga didn't pay his motherfucking artist and he needs to do that. Yo ass needs to stop putting out these motherfucking photos telling little girls that they ain't good enough, fam. Like, what are you talking about? Of course I fucking feel you. I've been a fat ass since third grade. Jay been a fat ass for however long he fucking feel. And we're working every fucking day to fucking feel better about our fucking selves. But you know what we don't fucking do? Put out unrealistic fucking photos to let other niggas out here sit here and be like, oh shit, I ain't never gonna be good enough. I ain't never gonna be good enough. That is literally what your family does every motherfucking day. And the worst fucking part about it, you see this photo? I don't know
what's happening. Bitch, you'll get it. You will get it.
Not a single nigga I know that wouldn't hit. Are you fucking for real? I get it. I get the mental health element of it. And I get how we are all fucked. But the problem is you were the one instigating this shit. You and your family were the driving force behind this. That is why people are mad. That is why people are dragging you. Not because we don't have empathy for the mental struggles you're going through, but because you have perpetuated them for over a decade. That is the problem. End of rant.
Yes, sir. This nigga's spitting.
Damn, nigga.
Hello.
Fuck, nigga. I'm all hot and bothered. I'm about to cut more hair off and shit, nigga. It's hot in here.
You said it better than I could. Look. I notice. I see people who are giving like Lizzo shit for deciding to lose weight. Who are like, you're perpetuating the culture. Or people when they say they constantly want to diet and be smaller. All these other different things. The Kardashians have predicated themselves on a standard of beauty. And if it does not hold to that standard, it is not worthwhile. No, I'm going to say this. Here's where Winston and I differ. If you catch hell, yeah, you kind of deserve it because you put yourself out here that everybody has to hold to this level. And now that you don't and people come at you like, oh, you fake, you full of shit. What did you expect? Did you honestly think people were going to all of a sudden say, damn, you know what? It's nice to see her as herself. Yes, we do understand that for years people were like, yo, that ain't a regular Kardashian. That's OJ's daughter. Or is it Courtney? One of y'all is OJ's daughter. Everybody said different things. I get that. But at the same time, you allowed yourself to be drawn into this culture, if you will, with your mother, who is an evil fucking genius, that you all have to hold this level of beauty and standards. Every time you all post something, it has to break the internet.
Connor Pearson Ward, it's a cater to the pot, calling the kettle fat. Holy fuck. I was not ready for that. Oh my God.
Let me just say this though. Again, all jokes aside, that picture is not a problem. Now, I know people will say, black dudes will fuck any white chick. That is definitely not true, number one. Number two, there is a level of thick, and what a pog is when you saw early, pretty ass white girl. Now, that'll happen. Well, white girls.
I thought it was fat ass white girl.
I pretty ass white girl, fat ass white girl, both. I've seen both.
Okay.
I've seen both. But we're not just going to go with white girls. There are black women. I will stand on this one. There are black women who have been told they are not enough, especially because of the color of their skin, of their skin tone, because they are too dark. They have been ostracized and ridiculed because they aren't light enough. Because their hair texture isn't like everyone else's naturally, when they are just as fucking beautiful. I know we talked about this on when I did Zooming with the homies, and I said this. There are women who do things to themselves to enhance either because of what society says or for themselves. But as a man, if I rock with you and you're natural, that's when I know you're the most beautiful. I appreciate the elevation, the enhancement. But you is what I appreciate most. And especially when it comes to a sister, this does not disqualify any other women of any other race. But I know black women catch it hard. I know they catch it hard left and right nonstop. Yeah. You've got black women who are told they couldn't be a certain character in there because their skin's too dark. or that hair doesn't look right. But again, you're complaining because you didn't put a Photoshop. You're Khloe Kardashian. You're complaining because you didn't put a Photoshop pic out. And now, okay, your assistant put it out. Whatever. But then you're like, oh, I don't like this. And then you have your people scrub the internet. Do you understand? There are very, 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 very few people who have the ability to have the internet scrubbed of a picture.
I think that's I even the part of her saying our own photos, stuff like that. Like if we take something, if we don't want it out there, I get that. And I still support her and that and all that stuff. But again, it's one of those situations. Yes.
You have a point, Jimmy Nails. Where was this energy with Gabourey Sidibe?
Did something happen?
No. Gabourey is a big girl.
Right.
And so as a big girl, she caught hell because it wasn't openly accepted, quote unquote, to be
like how they treat Lizzo.
Right. But the problem is the same niggas, because shouts out to my homegirl, Mara Lee. Mara Lee is a comic, hysterical. Her and Just Nisha. Mara Lee will tell you all day. Niggas will sit there and say they don't like fat girls, but be in a fat girl's DM. That's exactly how she said it. And it's the exact truth. The same niggas that don't want to be like, hey, bro, I'm not dealing with her. She too big. Look how dark. Be dead in their DMs. Like, hey, shorty. Be who you are. Who you going to be with. Like who you like. Fuck what anybody got to think. You know what I'm saying? We see a lot of women with ugly ass baby daddies, and we'd be like, what the fuck happened? Why is you on this ugly ass Super Mario Goomba looking nigga's dick? And then you'd be like, oh, he must got money. And then she's like, no, I like him.
Yeah. And Aisha Kenya, I've been hearing I would date you if you were light skinned or you're pretty for a black girl my entire life. Get the fuck out of here. And that's true. I guarantee you that every black person in this place has probably heard, if you've been around any sort of people that are not black, trying to date and whatnot, I guarantee you've probably heard one of these lines before.
I'm going to go ahead and drop that. And that was another part I've been trying to remember. She body shamed the fuck out of Jordan Woods.
I forgot about that.
And that's, I think, the number one part where people started coming at her. The number one part was she body shamed the shit out of Jordan Woods. And because Jordan out here colder than motherfucking dry ice. Jordan Woods out here colder than 30 below. God damn it. And you tried to body shame her. And now you mad because motherfuckers, quote unquote, body shaming you. Guess what it's called? Karma. What goes around.
Thank you.
Comes back around. That's probably the little kids. We heard you say nigga outside.
Nigga.
Did he just say nigga? Really. Amazon? He just literally said nigga.
I'm screaming. I wasn't calling you a nigga.
Whoops. He's like, I will never deliver there again, ever. I will never deliver to that address. I won't do it. I refuse. I won't. Oh, wow. This got here fast, bro.
It's a new vibrator.
Yeah. You know what I like? Nigga, it's my new mask. This shit is fire.
Oh, the one you were telling us about.
Yeah. I gotta set it up first, but I'll show you before we get off the show.
That is hilarious. This motherfucker was like, nigga, the driver was like.
Amazon.
So yeah, but again, to body shame Jordan Woods and then get mad when you're quote unquote body shame. To act as if you have to be one standard and everyone else in order to hold to that level. There are people out here, especially in this shallow ass town of Los Angeles, that if you are not a certain size, you are not worth anything. You either have to be paper thin or fat. You got to be the fat friend, the fat role model, or et cetera, until you finally break through to where somebody accepts you for who you are and consistently get a role. Or you got to be this paper thin person. So
the only reason I cut my hair so I could drop 10 pounds. That's it.
You know, the nigga just got a fleshlight and got
it's a fleshlight. It's not a fleshlight. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, I keep forgetting he can hear.
Yes, bitch. I'm wearing AirPods. I can fucking hear you.
You You were so hostile today.
Yes, I am.
Let me see if we got any more. See if we got any more streamlabs when we get out of here. But yeah, that's all we wanted to talk about with that. I'm refreshing, and we have no more. So again, thank you to everyone who donated to us on Streamlabs. Again, we appreciate you much. You didn't have to. We know that for a fact, but you did out of the kindness of your heart, and it's a grateful thing. We will be back on Monday. As you know, this is episode 95. We are five away from our 100th episode. That happens April 27th, so make sure you join us for that. Follow me Twitter and Instagram at Mr. J Washington. MRJAY, you should know how to spell Washington. I got a setup recording the Mad Titan podcast with who hit me up, who's in the fucking chat. And if they're available, we can do this shit in the next 35, 40 minutes so I can get this episode out. And then also my review of Falcon and Winter Soldier will be up tomorrow on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/JAYWashington80. Make sure you are following us here collectively. Blurreds in the Hood on Facebook, Blurreds in the Hood on Twitter. Individually on Stereo because we were supposed to
We were supposed to do one yesterday and I forgot. What were we supposed to talk about?
Somebody got an email about some shit. Hold on. I'm gonna look. Oh, that was a lot. You sent a lot. Okay. That not there.
Would you like me to stop talking to you? Because I can do that.
No, I had found it. No, that's not it. Where was it? Did you send it to me in a text?
Maybe it was a DM, like a Twitter DM and shit.
I thought it was just a regular part of a. I thought it was a.
Yeah. It was definitely the Twitter DM. It was about the fucking streaming thing.
Yeah. Well, okay.
So here's what we're gonna do. I got to take care of some stuff. I think Jay's got to take care of some stuff. You got some time this afternoon, this evening?
Mm-hmm.
So look for us about 6 p.m. Pacific. We'll talk about it. We'll be on Stereo. We'll set it up 6 p.m. Pacific. We'll be there. We're going to talk about this new streaming device that is fucking terrifying. So you don't want to miss
it. It's not, though. I read it. It's not. But we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Either way, you know where to find me at the Swaggy Blur right there, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Tomorrow, the Inner Geekdom Show. Do not miss it. Going to be fucking fire. I think that's everything. So we love y'all. We'll holler at y'all in a little bit. Take care of yourselves and each other. As you know, my homie Jerry Springer used to say, we out here. Peace.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
'Now, my nigga, now you have my permission to die.